Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com. Greetings, one and all. Happy holidays. Wherever you are in the world, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com with our final series of episodes before the holiday season. Our usual intro, I can't be bothered with our usual intro. You know it all by now, don't you? Because you've heard us so many times before. We've got a website, we are on Facebook, we publish the Public Speaking Weekly, all that. Well, let's just get on with our Christmas greetings. But before we do, I have to introduce you to the perpetual persuasive, and I was going to write all these down. I had so many thoughts during the week of how I could introduce Mr. Paul Omani, beginning with P. Anyway, it's the perhaps Paul Omani.
Listeners, thank you very much for coming back. And we promise today, especially, to bring you a ding-dong show.
And I should have said that my name is Moira O'Brien, but of course you knew that already, didn't you? Now, where are we? Let's have a look at our quotes. And as it's the holiday season, I'm going to bring you two quotes today. Boom, boom, boom. That's a bit excessive, you might say, but there we are. That's what you're going to get. Now, the first one is a seasonal one, and it goes like this. Three phrases that sum up Christmas are peace on earth, goodwill to men, and batteries not included. Have you heard that one before, Paul?
Yeah, no, I've never heard it before. Could you do it again with just leaving a bigger gap between the individuals so as to bring up the impact of the very last line?
Okay. Three phrases that sum up Christmas. Peace on earth. Goodwill to all men. And batteries not included.
I think that's better. Because everybody, of course, is peace on earth, goodwill, etc. And they're waiting for the third biblical type thing. And then you zap them with batteries not included. Because we've all had that terrible experience at Christmas. And we were children. We got this wonderful thing. And it came in a box without any batteries.
Oh, Paul, I can remember it so many times in my youth. I really can. So let's look at our rather more sensible one, and one that maybe we can have a sensible discussion on. And that is from that ebullient speaker, Sir Winston Churchill. It goes like this. Courage is what it takes to stand and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. How about that, Paul? Courage is what it takes up to stand and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. Now, I think you can you can relate to this, Paul, because you are the first to stand up and speak in any occasion. How good are you at sitting down and listening?
I'm very good at it. It's one of my greatest strengths that people don't notice. It's something that demands courage because I have to resist the internal compulsion to say something interesting. And yet I have to then listen to what somebody else is saying, which is interesting. And it's a continuous developmental relationship, which is almost dialectical.
Now, there's a word for the week, Paul. Dialectical. I'm not sure that I can even at this stage give you a definition of dialectical. It's one of those words which one knows of, but it doesn't really sort of go. But I would be less than assiduous if I didn't pass on to you now so that you can introduce the actual word of the week.
Well, I'm going to do this word of this week while I'm making a good effort to be careful and attentive to your needs, listeners. Because when I carefully pay attention to you and make a deliberate effort to do so, you love it. Hands up all those who do not like people making a careful and attentive effort to pay, to listen to them, let's say. No, I don't see any hands up. at all. Not a single hand in the house is up. So here's the word that you can use, listeners, if you want to pay somebody a huge compliment. Moira O'Brien has already shown that she is a thoroughly assiduous individual today. Moira O'Brien's head is now swelling enormously because assiduous means to be careful and attentive with and making an effort to do it. So it's the application of it. Now, being able to spell assiduous is way beyond most people. A-double-S-I-D-U-O-U-S. So it's got three S's in assiduous. So that's very important. And the first three letters are misleading because that might lead you to think that this person is an ass. You know, assiduous, A-double-S-I-D-U-O-U-S. But it's actually the opposite of it. So assiduous, when did that come into the English language, Moira, or have you done your research?
No, I haven't done any research, but I would guess it would probably be around about 1756.
Oh, very good. You are nearly as good as our regular guesser, Ted Malanfi. Terrifically good effort, Moira, because you knew that it was before the 19th century, and that's really a start of learning. 1552, assiduous. There's
You're
the
joking.
First recorded.
I was 200 years out.
That's all, and that's pretty good by TED standards. So, assiduous. So, somebody can be assiduous in their search for scientific information. You would need to be permanent. You'd need to be persistent, and that would involve making an effort. And you need to be careful, which would mean you'd need to be accurate, paying attention to what was accurate. Attention is given. So there, assiduous, a particularly complimentary word to use when you are evaluating the speaker's effort. This was a speech given by a particularly assiduous individual who went out of their way to do their research, that is, made an effort, and went to several sources, meaning that they were careful about whatever they were saying, and they paid sufficient attention to the subject matter that they didn't stray off the topic. Now, there we are. We can cut that all down and say, you know, next time you want to say it to somebody, just say they were assiduous. And then you'll have a whole load of people looking at it with a puzzled face. Because then it's not a word that's used all the time. You won't win a speech contest if you use the word assiduous, because some people will think that you use the word deciduous, and you'll have a grammarian going around telling you that the correct pronunciation is deciduous, not assiduous, Paul. That is an example of some particular relationship between two words. You could say, in that particularly deciduous situation, Moira was assiduous.
Well, now, Paul, I would not say that, oh, this is going to be a double negative, I would say that most Toastmasters would know the word assiduous. It is not that rare. And I think even if people wouldn't use it as part of their daily language, they would at least be aware of it and aware of its meaning. That's my two pennies.
I couldn't disagree more strongly. I tell you why, because Toastmasters have an increasing number of people all around the world, particularly in parts of the world where English isn't the first language. So it's hardly a word that if you were in your first language was Hindi or your first language was Afrikaans, that assiduous would be one of your key words. I suspect crossword, people who do crosswords would know it, and people who do Scrabble would know it. But let's do a survey in one or two clubs that we go to.
And listeners, send us an email to info@irishtalkers.com or drop a note on the Talk Show for Talkers on Facebook and let us know if you have ever used the word assiduous, or that you at least know what it means and you could use it in the right context.
And remember, you are not an ass, but the word is an ass, A-double-S, assiduous.
Okay, now I failed at the beginning of this episode to tell you what was going to come in later episodes. So let me tell you now, in episode 2, we're going to look at how we should be practicing a speech. In episode 3, Paul has a very strange title, 4 Things Cats and Dogs Do for Toastmasters. Oh, I don't know what nurse that is about, but we're going to find out on Sunday, or is it? Yes, on Sunday. And then on Monday, in episode 4, I'm going to be looking at the next or last of the new projects in the new Level 1 in detail. So we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the same time, 4 p.m., when we'll be looking at practicing our speeches. See you then. The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.